The Wisconsin Geographic Names Council through the Wisconsin DNR is approving the name change of a lake named after a derogatory term. I am going to say the name of the lake so you know which one I'm talking about, and also so that some people can learn why so many people wanted to change the name in the first place. Squaw Lake borders Oneida and Vilas counties, about halfway between Fifield and Minocqua. Squaw is a slur for a Native woman's genitalia. It's so offensive that several people that spoke during the council's hearing on the lake change wouldn't say the name. Alexandria, who spoke in favor of the name change, is Anishinaabe Kwe.
Imagine if you were referring to the women in your life, instead of referring to them as a woman, you were referring to them as that part of their anatomy. It's completely dehumanizing. And it's not just derogatory, it's harmful to the way our women are viewed. And it's completely inappropriate to have that name any longer. It's just, it doesn't fit with our future.
All of the council members agreed. They approved sending a name change of Amber Lake to the U.S. Board on Geographic Names for final approval. Several Lac des Flambeaux tribal members and lake residents spoke in favor of the name change. A couple people spoke against the change, not necessarily because they wanted to keep it as is, but they felt the process wasn't public enough and didn't give enough time for input. Council Chair Carol Schall ultimately said public opinion or county approval on the name change didn't matter.
We're not taking a vote. This isn't a majority decision. We're acknowledging some of the past harm here and moving forward toward a greater inclusive society. And hopefully the minor inconveniences that this name change has far outweighed by the demonstration of goodwill and mutual respect.
Some council members made the point that the term has been banned from being used to name places in several states, and other lakes around Wisconsin have already been changed from that name. People who live on the lake voted in favor of renaming it Amber Lake because of the lake's coloring. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.